Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome, Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is the show Channel U, that's channel with the letter U, coming to you from the Raven Institute. Yes, the energy school at the Raven Institute, because it's Monday. And hey, you have arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. So the Raven Institute is 5 schools of personal and professional mastery in the new consciousness, we like to say. Those 5 schools being the energy school where we are today, the school of entrepreneurship, leadership development, performance, and writing. 5 schools, 5 themes throughout the week for our 5 shows. Hey, we keep thinking we're going to sneak one in on the weekend, but we haven't done it. You know, we're going to call that Weekends at Raven. So yeah, we're trying to figure that out. We started branding that a little bit this weekend. If you want to check us out, you can go to the raveninstitute.us. That's our website. You can email us at wellnesscrow with an E. That's wellness, C-R-O-W-E, at gmail.com. Or give us a call at area code 231-590-3967. That's the Raven Institute's contact information. If you'd like to call our program today, our guest call-in number is area code 515-602-9786. That's 515-602-9786. As usual, I just got in from a training ride. Whoa, urban mountain biking ride. Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, it's probably going to be the best weather of the week here in southeastern lower Michigan. It dropped off about 20 degrees from yesterday, as it will do this time of year. And it looks like the rest of the week is going to be a bit overcast, a bit little rainy. And then end of the week, very below normal temperature. So I thought, I'm getting all my rides in early this week. But we'll talk more about that in the school performance day. Come on. Today, it's all about energy. And you've probably been waiting with anticipation. It's continuing the work we did last Monday on the energy flow quadrant. Yes, we're adapting Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrants. And one day I was hanging around. We hadn't even reopened the Raven Institute in our current concept. We were trying to figure out this new energy and how to create in it because we were really struggling for a number of years. And then we just decided to return to what always worked for us in the flow and was easy before. We became entrepreneurs. Somehow we attached ourselves to a lot of weird belief systems about entrepreneurship and owning your own business. And we really dug in deep to the common consciousness and we lost our way. That's really the first time I ever lost my way since age 17 when I opened up to the Christ consciousness and everything was hunky-dory for over 30 years. And, there was 13 years in there where I practiced American Indian spirituality and Wicca, a lot of earth religions, Buddhism. It was bringing that all together in this great potpourri of my Christianity. It was just really full time. It was just getting more and more expansion. And then the new energy arrived. The dragon came in to just clear out everything. And I thought it was flying pretty high. But actually, that came later. I just attached myself to so much crap and age-old crap that I really had released unconsciously a long time ago. And so that's our story. And as we were trying to figure out energy, and we were learning a lot from Daryl Anka channeling Bashar and from the Crimson Circle out in Golden, Colorado, channeling Adamas Saint Germain and Archangel Michael. We were just, we were trying to look at this. And I was learning a lot about business and economics. And I was getting to the point where I was only listening to what rang true, what came with ease and what was setting me free, instead of all the hard work crap I was hearing. I never worked a day in my life. I mean, I guess I did before I was 17. I had paper outs and I was working at a wine shop, but I was king of the roost in that wine shop for 9 years. I just had a blast. So I know what it feels like to create in flow and with ease, and how synchronicity and the magic of abundance and everything just clicks and you don't have to do anything. I know how that feels. And you get a lot of resentment from people. You got to be careful. But, yeah, you really don't if you're in the right energy. But if you flaunt it, people aren't so happy because they're not finding it so easy. So, so getting on that other, we just couldn't, it was miserable. I don't know how we stayed together. So I'm going through, you know, a lot of information, and it clicked one day, Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. And then I thought, gosh, what if I applied what we're learning about energy flow to this? How would that look? And I really connected it to my own experience. And you'll see that here. And so Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, we actually covered it last, did we do it on Entrepreneur Day? I think we did it. Yeah, it was last Tuesday. It was a really great follow-up. So you guys are getting pretty educated in this stuff. No charge. And kudos to Robert Kiyosaki, shout out. You know, we open the energy school and this becomes part of our curriculum. We'll, you know, we'll contact him legally. We're already getting that together so that we can compensate for using his materials. But anyway, it may be just enough to purchase them. That would be fine. But, you know, you have to do that stuff. But with Crimson Circle and Daryl Anka too, channeling Bashar, that's our content right now for the energy school, because it's under development. We haven't received any payment for any of that because it's under development. But when we do, we'll definitely have to work that out. I say that because that's a lesson to you. If you're adopting people's ideas, adapting them, maybe taking them to the next level even, hey, their intellectual property deserves compensation. They have self-worth. So, you know, they brought you to where you were, and then you're taking another step. But you know, you're building from that plateau that they built for you. Come on. So anyway, the energy flow quadrant. Quickly, we'll do a quick review for the people that weren't here last week. And, oops, my screen just got funny. Both of them. Come on back here. There we go. And so Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant is a four square. There's four squares. You know, you can take your paper, grab your paper and pencil. Hopefully you have it with you. And for those of you that weren't here, we'll do a quick review. Don't write anything right now, but unless you want it on the back, this cash flow quadrant, Robert Kiyosaki has this four square where it's employee, self-employed on the left side, up and down, those two squares on the left side. And then on the right side, he has B-type business, the letter B, which is a systems thing. And then an I in that last fourth square in the bottom right for investment, where money does the work for you, B-type business, the system does the work for you, and then employee and self-employed are on the left side of that cash flow quadrant, and they struggle mightily. And what we like to talk about is energy is unconditional. It serves both the right and left side. But which side are you on? You know, you're creating either side. You're creating energy serving you, but it's serving a lot lower frequency and old energy on the left side. That's really coming to pass here on the planet. If you continue to stay in it, you may not be around because suffering and freedom can't happen in the same space anymore. Okay, so we didn't say that at the beginning. Full integration has happened. You are an embodied master if you're here on this planet right now. The only reason you're not feeling that is because there's something you forgot. You're not remembering, or you're engaged in a lot of weird energy on that left side. So this is one way to look at it this week. So we're going to look at that. And when I heard this, it just rang so true, it set me free. It really did. But I kept doing the same silly entrepreneurial stuff. So I've seen the light since. And everything's clicking again, and everything's easy again. I'm on a 6-month sabbatical getting paid right now in this weird coronavirus thing. I have no worries in the world. I'm glad to be home working. So it's just another example. What? The whole world's falling apart. I'm over here going, I'm feeling great, which has typically been my experience all the times in my life, except for that time where I attached myself pretty heavily to fear and anxiety and force and work and things like that. So let's get back to the energy flow quadrant. Grab your pen and pencil if you haven't done it yet. And we're going to add some things possibly today, too, even if you did draw this last week. Draw that four square on your paper or fold your paper twice to make your four little squares. And you're overseeing this four squares. Quick review in case you weren't here. The upper left-hand quadrant is a great big letter F for fear. And then write the letter or the word fear. Okay. The bottom left-hand quadrant, a big letter G, capital G for guarded. This really goes with my experience. In the top right corner, you're going to have E for excitement. You're going to write the word excitement. Okay? And then a big giant E in there. And then the fourth square down below, the bottom right, you're going to have a big S. S is in Sam. And synchronicity. Oh, I spell synchronicity. S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N. I-C-I-T-Y, synchronicity. And if you don't, who cares? You know what it is. You can always fix it later. I actually had to fix it today. I was like, whoops, which copy is this? So getting back to specifically, we kind of went over it last week, and then we're going to talk about the difference between a little more about the left and right side energetically and what happens. Okay, so upper left-hand corner, fear. Most of us have existed and create from a place of fear and anxiety. Okay, and I want you to write the word frozen in that fear quadrant, upper right. Write the word frozen, wherever, in parentheses, because it really locks us down energetically. Fear just, you know, look at what's happening with coronavirus, the entire planet shut down. So fear shuts everything down energetically. And energy will serve that. Energy serves whatever you want. It will give you all you want. And now that we're in charge of the planet, because the arc of the order of the arc angels have left, Gaia left, we're really, you know, the parents left. You guys run it. And the first thing we did when we heard a bump in the night is we shut everything down. Okay, so on a planetary level, we got scared and the entire planet shut down. So if you're wondering how that happens, look around. Okay. 30 million people out of work in North America alone. I heard that's 10 times more around the world, so it's 300 million. Suddenly, 135 million people were facing starvation before this. 2 months later, it shot up to 265 million. Okay, so when people say, I want to get back to the old norm, well, we can't go back to the old norm, or I don't want to. It's like, well, really? You're going to hang around with 300 million people starving instead of 150 million, which was dumb to begin with? I mean, that's your new normal? Come on, people. Let's get back. Let's get things moving. Because frozen doesn't work. You know, your natural state of being as a divine master, an integrated human with divinity, is expansion, okay, and abundance. All right, so we move down to the left quadrant, the bottom left, guarded. So you might come out of fear. You might actually start energetically got things moving. There's some momentum. I mean, it's very low-level frequency. I mean, it's like lowest key on the piano frequency, lowest note on the bass. So, but there is some resonance happening there. There's some reverberation, I should say. But you're guarded. You're moving, but you're very guarded. You don't trust anything. There's a lot of reluctance. So write the word reluctance in the G bottom left hand quadrant. And resistant. Reluctant and resistant. And this is where disease is created. Anything we're resisting or we're being reluctant, we're creating a really weird energy which causes dis-ease. Okay, and so does fear. Causes dis-ease. Why is everyone testing positive? Because they've all been scared out of their butts by their stupid media that they created. Remember, you created all of this. Okay, and so what you're manifesting in these so-called tests of yours, that's a whole other subject, a whole other show. You're sticking that thing in your nose and you're just seeing the results of fear. Okay? You don't have a virus, or you do, because we all do. And it's nothing new, is my point. And it's just you're biologically you're in dis-ease, and that's all that test is reading, is your dis-ease. Okay. And so you're testing positive for dis-ease. How about that? Okay, and these things manifest in cancers, heart diseases, viruses, you know, immune system issues, respiratory, it all shows up, okay? So if you're wondering how that looks and what that creates, look around, okay? And that's what you're doing. That's what you're creating. You're frozen. You're going to get a lot more sick people being frozen and stuck in the house and shut down than you ever would if people were moving around, okay? The herd's not getting a chance to settle down and create some immunity with itself by trusting the herd, okay? So, you know, all the studies were done. And these guys are experts, these elderly guys with Nobel Prizes. They're like, yeah, all I did is watch when it happened in China. It shot up for 30 days and then it leveled off and shot back down. That's what they always do. And I just watched for the period. Sometimes that period will vary, but that's all it does. And they saw it happen once. They saw it happen in Asia. They saw that's going to happen here. It's going to happen there. But everybody got, no one, except the guys who knew, and they tried to say, but that didn't help the people that were up to no good. So anyway, because there's people who take advantage of you when you're in frozen mode, when you're in guarded mode. That's the person in the herd the wolf goes after, okay? It's a law of nature. Sorry about that, but that's what's happening to you right now. And you're getting taken advantage of greatly. So that's what happens to the folks on the left side. They don't experience a lot of freedom. They're being taken advantage of. They're resistant. Even if they do poke their head out a little bit, something bad happens, or they know it's going to happen. So that's what energy serves. And it just increases their guard and resistance. That's when, a great opportunity shows up and they view it as a victim, not as an opportunity, because you're guarded. The best you can be is, I'll look at it, but I'm not going to accept it. I'll resist it. Person in fear, they don't even get that far. The thing doesn't even show up. They're just frozen. Okay? That's the left side. We call that active energy, where you're spending a lot of time and energy and mental power building those walls and building that resistance. Not a good resistance, though. It's kind of a paradox. All right. So let's move over to the right side. Energy serves that side, too. And let's look at the mechanisms that happen over here, quantum physics. So we now know that from quantum, this is just a science. This isn't a theory about spirituality and how gurus figure things out sitting on a mountain getting really cold in their bare feet. No, that's very uncomfortable. That's not exciting. So, although some people maybe that excites them, so go do it, whatever. But, and then this will happen. So in the upper right-hand quadrant, we have excitement. Living your excitement. So there's a formula here that I want you to write in that box if you didn't do it yesterday or last week. Living your excitement to the best of your ability with no expectations on an outcome. Okay, that's the upper right-hand quadrant of excitement. You say follow your excitement, follow your bliss, follow your joy, your passion. When you literally do that to the best of your ability, you don't go jumping off buildings. you don't have that ability yet. Maybe you do. When you do, that's cool. But then you have no expectation on outcome. That's what's huge. Because now you're allowing divine intelligence to create anything. It already did. There's no time or space with your divinity. Everything's already done. There's only one moment. Remember, we only live in one moment. And everything's done. So really, when you go experience and live your excitement, you're just going to experience some wondrous thing you created in the moment for you to experience it at that moment, okay? And energy serves that. So when you follow your excitement, even if something as tiny as, I'm going to go play with this racing car of my son's, because I remember doing that as a kid, and I'm just going to have some fun and use my imagination. Hopefully nobody sees me and makes fun of me. Whatever excites you at that moment, read a book for 20 minutes, go for a walk. This serves a different frequency. Energy comes in to serve again, unconditional, always serving, all the time. It's your energy, really. It's just you. And it's your deep, abiding, unconditional love for you. And energy serves it. All of a sudden, it kicks in because there's no expectations. It's like, whoa! So the ceiling comes off. And now synchronicity and magic and abundance just come pouring in, okay? But this is a positive abundance. Abundance comes pouring into the left side too, but it's very low, very low. Okay? Why can't I get a nice car? Do I have a crummy house? Well, you're guarded and you're in fear. So that's what you get. So abundance is what you need when you need it. And there'll be a whole other show on that. That's different. That really set me off because I'm like, what about what I want? I thought my excitement is what I want. You have to understand what you need is really what you want. And when you get to a certain higher frequency, you realize that's what I needed. Like even if you lose the British Open on the last hole on the last day, that's what you needed. And the wise person sees that experience was something they needed when they needed it. And they have gratitude for it. And they're like, holy crap. I'm like one of two guys who had this experience on the whole planet. What am I worried about? So, so abundance happens. And here in, you know, in Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, that bottom right-hand box, it's money does the work. Money works for you. But here it's energy works for you. Energy does the work. Energy is always doing the work, but it's giving you work to do on the left side. Energy is really doing the work for you on the right side because you have leveraged the mechanism that sets off energy to serve you at a high frequency when you follow your excitement. That's the thing that rings true to energy, your divine energy. It goes, oh, unlimited potential, unlimited, unlimited, unlimited. You just throw any word you want in there. It's unlimited. And you just go, woo, let me have that. And right over here. And it's easy because it just comes. You don't have to do anything. It's just like, you know, you're a fully integrated divine master right now. There's nothing for you to do. I always say the wonder, the work is over. The wondering and the work is over. So stop it. Just start following your excitement. Go enjoy what you like and let the magic be started. That's a weak word. Activated is the word I was looking for. Okay, so on the right side, we call it passive energy. Because you're not spending a lot of time worrying or thinking about it. And where the person on the left side, guarded in fear, is constant. I mean, it's constant mental activity. It's draining as hell. Okay? The person on the right side is at ease. They're just having a blast. Everything's easy. Okay? And we're going to do a show in the future about, you know, people on the left side who resent people on the right side. Well, they've got all that stuff, but they had to give up something. They don't have that, blah, blah, blah. That's just resentment, and that's just reluctance and resentment. Because you could be right. Someone who has a lot of stuff, maybe they have, you know, the $1 million house or $10 million house on the ocean, all the cars and the babes. You might resent them, but really, if they have a really dysfunctional life, like, you know, the movies show us and just common belief. Oh, they're not happy, all that kind of stuff. Then they're really not on the right side. They're just over on the left side. They're just a dominant bully on the left side. They're masters on the left side. They're working harder than everyone. They're doing everything more forcefully than everyone. And they're willing to pay the price. And the price is, you know, it really beats the hell out of them. There's a lot of, you know, their life expectancy is low. Their quality of life is really low, emotionally, spiritually. And you're right. But they're just over there with you. They're just working harder than you at it. And they're paying more for it. Okay? So keep that in mind. Paying for it, literally. Like they're looking like they're rich and have passive energy serving them. No, if they stop for an hour, a day, a week, or a month, they're broke just like you. They're one paycheck away from being broke just like you. They're just spending. They just have more to spend. That's not a person on the right side of the quadrant. I thought I was going to treat that in another show, but that was actually very insightful. I like it. So the person on the right, so let's think about it. In Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, 90% of the people are on the left side and only 10% of the wealth. And that's just really sad. And when you think of the actual cash flow quadrant, 90% of the pigs in the yard over there fighting over 10% of the food that's being thrown down at them. That's just ugly. That ain't even pretty. Where are they guarded? Okay? And there's a bunch of them just scared to death sitting on the sidelines. Now, you know, too afraid to go in and try and grab that 10%. And like we said, that guy that I talked about that's willing to fight the hardest with it, 10%, he's getting 1% of it and looking like he's king pig, but he's getting a crap kicked out of him. and his life expectancy is probably really low. He doesn't have many friends in the yard. Okay, like you said, his relationship suffered. You're right, but he's not the right side. Okay, so 10% of the people on the right side in Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, and you guessed that 90% of the wealth is over there. Talk about that. See, they're leveraging systems. And the system in the energy flow quadrant, well, let's get back. The system in Robert Kiyosaki's is B-type businesses like franchises. People just leverage systems and people. And so they don't have to do all the work. You never see an owner of McDonald's back there schlepping around working 80 hours a week. But a self-employed guy, which is the bottom left-hand quadrant of the cash flow quadrant, all he does is work. He's self-employed, but he never sees the light of day. The B-type business guy is leveraging systems and people and never works much at all. The system does the work. See? And so the same thing in the energy flow quadrant. When you follow the system, it literally is science, by the way. We learned from Bashar channeling through Daryl Anka. This is not some spiritual fuzzy theory. It's actually how quantum physics works. Follow excitement, and that energy creates a different energy field. And it gets served differently. It attracts more things, different things, at a higher level of consciousness. Okay, so living your excitement, remember in that top right hand, living your excitement to the best of your ability with no expectations on an outcome just turns it on. It's the system. And people who have the guts to do it, even for just 2 minutes, another person we follow, Bentino Massarios, he has a new system where he's having you do meditation for 2 or 3 seconds. Because he literally knows that from that 2 or 3 second moment of peace or excitement, momentum is built. And then you just go to the next few seconds, the next few seconds, the next few minutes, the next few hours, the next few days, the next few years. Okay, and that's what happens. It literally happened. I saw my girlfriend do it just by playing with seashells and collecting it. She just had the guts to finally just do what she wanted to do. We were both broke, and she just did it. And it built that 5 minutes of play, 15 minutes of play, 20 minutes, half hour of play. It just built a momentum to where she is now in the top team. Yet less than a year later, the top real estate team in all the state of Michigan. She's closing on a house right now in the coronavirus remotely. Their team hasn't even stopped. They're closing the houses while you're all sitting in your house scared. See the difference between following your excitement and all the people that are frozen and guarded and scared. There's a huge difference there, okay? So that's the system. And then synchronicity kicks in, like we said. Magic, everything just starts happening. Everything clicks. You're like, what? And you know how this feels. Even if you're a schmuck, you see that girl at the grocery store, and she's the one. You suddenly channeled your higher self. There she is, for a moment. But she's constantly energy for you, and it probably was only for one of those quick little shifts you had. But you know how it feels. The golf swing is perfect one day. So abundance starts kicking in. And now just as money does the work in the cash flow quadrant with Robert Kiyosaki, energy starts doing the work. And energy just comes in to serve you just like it does on the left side, but now it's serving you for a lot of different things. The only difference between the left side and the right side is information. We always sit people down. Your first consultation with us, either at our School of Entrepreneurship or a School of Energy, will be which side would you rather be on? And people always say, I'm going to be on the right side. I said, well, the only difference between those two sides is information. So are you willing to integrate the information to allow yourself to get free? And it's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, you already have the information, so we're just going to show you how to bring it out of yourself because we're not going to tell you what to do. We just showed you something and you made a choice. So that choice is going to become something. That's starting, energy's going, what? And that's your energy is starting to go, wait a minute, we're going to start serving on a different frequency now because this guy's starting to make choices. He's choosing freedom all of a sudden. And we get to serve. We're down to 10 seconds. You're listening to the cash flow quadrant. The energy and the new consciousness from the Energy School at the Raven Institute. Robert Palmer, the show Channel U. Man, how did we run out of time like this? We're going to start having longer shows. I'm telling you. Thanks, you guys. All is well with all of your creation. I think we're going to have to talk about this more next week. Be well.